This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Pirak Yud Gimel Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses another case where we have a utensil that consists of a mixture of wood and metal and where there's no receptacle. And that is, we discuss in this Mishnah, combs that are used to comb fibers. One type of comb we used to comb flax, another to comb wool. In both cases, the handle of the comb was made of wood, but since the actual teeth of the comb are made of metal, the entire utensil is defined as a metal utensil because the teeth is considered the main component. Therefore, even though there's no receptacle, an intact either flax or wool comb is susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah discusses where some number of the comb's teeth were removed. The Mishnah says, regarding masrik shel pishtan shenit lushina v'nishtar bo shtayim, if the metal teeth of a comb used to comb flax were removed, leaving only two teeth, tameh, the comb is still susceptible to tumah. Because a flax comb with even just two remaining teeth is still usable. V'achas tahar. But if only one tooth remains, the comb is tahar, is not mekabel tumah, as a flax comb with just one tooth is not usable. So it's no longer a kli, it's not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah adds, V'kulan achas achas bifnei atzman tameos. As far as the teeth themselves, they could become kalim in their own right, that would be mekabel tumah. If the owner decided, he went and designated any of the teeth to use for writing on a wax tablet. The teeth of a flax comb are thick enough to use for that purpose. So if the person decided, I'm going to use these teeth as writing implements, then they would become kalim again, and therefore would be mekabel tumah. The Mishnah now states some rulings pertaining to wool comb, comb used to comb wool fiber. The teeth of a wool comb were thinner than in the case of a flax comb because the wool fibers are thinner and more entangled than flax fibers. Another difference in the design of a wool comb is that the wool comb consisted of two rows of teeth. You had the inner row closer to the handle and the outer row further from the handle. The purpose of the inner row was mainly just to keep the wool in place. It was the outer row that did the actual combing. The Mishnah states the following ruling. If every other tooth of a wool comb was removed, so in other words, if nowhere along the row of teeth you have two consecutive teeth, every other one is missing, tahar. The comb is tahar, it's no longer considered a halachic kli, and therefore is not mekabel tumah, because in the case of a wool comb, if you don't have at least one spot where you have two teeth right next to each other, it's not going to work, it's not going to properly comb the wool. So the implication is that if you do have at least in one section of the row, two teeth still right next to each other, then it would be tummy. It would still be mekabel tumah. It would still be a usable wool comb. But now the Mishnah seems to say something else. The Mishnah now says, Nishtar bo shalosh b'makom echad. Anywhere along the row, three teeth remain together, tummy. Then it retains its kli status. It's still a usable wool comb, and therefore will be mekabel tumah. So the Gemara Yevamos points out that the Mishnah seems to contradict itself. As we explained, the Mishnah's first statement indicates that you just need two teeth right next to each other for the wool comb to still be usable and retain its kli status. The Gemara there explains that the Mishnah's first statement that indicates that you only need two teeth next to each other for the comb to still be usable is referring to the inner row that, as mentioned, is there mainly just to keep the wool in place. For that purpose, just two teeth next to each other suffices for the comb to still be usable. The Mishnah's second statement that requires that three teeth remain together is referring to the outer row, which is doing the actual combing. The outer row can only perform that function if you have at least three teeth that remain together. The Mishnah adds another point, Haisa hachitzona achas mehen, that even though we just said that even if we're talking about the outer row, that if three teeth remain together, then it's still usable, it's still mekabel tumah. If, however, one of the three teeth is one of the teeth that's at the end of the row, the teeth there are thick. You think of a comb that a person uses for his hair. At the ends, you have much thicker pieces typically, which are not doing the actual combing. So the Mishnah says you can't count one of the thicker teeth at the end to say that, oh, I have three teeth in a row, therefore it's still usable. So if one of the three is one of those entities, tahar, we would consider the wool comb as not usable and therefore not a kli and not susceptible to tum anymore. As far as the status of the removed teeth themselves, unlike the teeth of a flax comb, which the Mishnah above said you could use to write on a wax tablet, and therefore you'd be designated for that, those teeth would be makabel tum. You can't practically use the much thinner teeth from a wool comb for writing on a wax tablet. However, the Mishnah says, if nitlu mimenu shtayim v'asan l'malketes, if somebody took two of the removed teeth of a wool comb and he made them into tweezers, tmeos, well, then he's made them into a proper usable kli, and therefore there would be makabel tum again. The Mishnah says, or if achas v'yaskina l'ner, somebody took just one tooth from the wool comb and bent it such that he can now use it to clean out oil lamps, olamituach, or he physically changed it so now he can use it to pin down cloth to stretch it out. Since in all these cases he made the tooth usable again, it functions as a kli again, tmeah, it would halachically indeed be considered a kli, and therefore it would, going forward, be susceptible to tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.